This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Frida Liu, and we're talking about holiday shopping. I know this is a Richard topic, and the holiday shopping trends. Like, when you think of online shopping, you may think of Amazon, Taobao, or Lazada, but the conversations surrounding online shopping are taking place on other platforms, especially as the holidays near. So what's the scoop on the internet's approach to holiday shopping? We're also asking, hey,
hello.
Ah, Richard Bradbury, where have you been?
I don't know. Something went wrong there, but here I am. You mentioned something to do with holiday shopping, and I'm like, I need to get in on this.
All right. I'm so happy to hear from you, Richard. And of course, we're asking the question. What's the question, Richard?
The question is, well, that's a good question. When did you start your holiday shopping this year? Was it before September? Was it between September and November? Was it in December or was it sometime else?
Right. Okay. So you can let us know via Twitter, that's at BFM Radio, also WhatsApp 0187898899. We're not asking these questions, you know, just, you know, for fun, right? There's a reason behind the story. So, well, Malaysia saw nearly a million holiday-related conversations via Twitter last year, and the chatter started around October, 2 months before the actual holiday season. I mean, seriously, right? So Twitter's Asia Pacific Research and Global Export Director Martin Oren, right? We'll be speaking to him in just a little bit later. Based on the Southeast Asia Twitter survey, the factors sparking the conversations were year-end promotional offers from various brands, and then, of course, there's 10-10, 11-11, 12-12, and Christmas-themed media publication involving celebrities and television channels, as well as its expectations for a new year. I always look forward to, what was that, the one from the UK,
John Lewis.
Yes, I love the John Lewis ads. Okay. In addition, you know, Joran said the study also found that more than 8 million holiday and shopping-related conversations took place on Twitter ahead of the year-end holiday season across Southeast Asia.
It's weird because you often see, like Halloween just finishes up and the next day people are putting up Christmas decorations here, even in the UK too. But according to Uren, the conversation covered a wide range of topics from customer reviews, questions about purchasing items and other tweets, showing why Twitter is a great place for people and brands to find out, as well as join hashtag what's happening around the holiday season. He said, although the movement control order had been relaxed, Malaysians still chose to shop online, and many use Twitter to seek inspiration.
Right. Okay. So when did you start holiday shopping, Rich?
I've already answered the tweet, Frida. I haven't even started.
Okay.
No, I have looked around and I don't know. I mean, does research count as started shopping, I guess?
Yes.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I've started.
And this was, okay, so you've done research.
Yeah.
You haven't added it to the cart?
That's correct. Yes. I think I've done more Christmas shopping for myself rather than the people that I should be shopping for.
Yes. So then the holiday shopping would have been started, you know, like the beginning of the year because it was shopping for me, right? and so are you, I guess, like in normal situations, are you online or offline?
It's interesting because I've noticed a real shift in my buying habits over the last couple of years. I have always been an offline kind of purchaser because I have no patience. I'm the kind of person that if I want something, I go into a store, I buy it, and I come home with it. And that I used to get so irritated of ordering something online. And I know it's quick delivery, two or 3 days, but often that stresses me out. But over the last 2 years, I've become much more of an online purchasing person. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm a hybrid.
You're a hybrid. Okay, I'm generally fine as well with both, right? And I don't have an issue buying online, right? Because it's like, you know, sometimes I don't know what the purchases have made and suddenly the doorbell rings like, oh, what did I buy?
What's that? Yeah,
so,
I know exactly.
So that gets me excited. So it's Christmas all year round for me, right?
Yeah.
Are you spending more? Do you think you'd be spending more or less on presents this year?
That's an interesting question because I think I've been spending more actually. And I think the reason that is because I've actually been saving money this year, and because I've not been traveling to work and from work as much. I've been cooking a lot more at home. Obviously gym memberships, I've not been paying for that and all of that kind of stuff. So I've actually got a little bit more money for kind of these splurges when it comes to Christmas. So I'm able to buy stuff for my mom and my brother and, you know, my significant other and be able to have a little bit more spending power. Thankfully, I'm in a good place and, you know, not everybody can do that.
Right.
But I think it's the first time this year that I've been able to just think, you know, maybe I should splash out a little bit this year.
Right. And, you know, I'm quite conscious about Christmas shopping and buying presents from social enterprises.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that to me is a sort of thing that, you know, I find that it's justified if I spend a little bit more that I'm helping towards a cause. It doesn't matter which cause, right? Because so every social enterprise has a different cause, but I'm supporting in that way. So
I've also realized, sorry, Frida, that the gifts that I'm buying, they're not the kind of gifts that you just buy for the sake of it anymore. These are items that I'm buying that can be used for something else in the future, can contribute to that person's life, you know, whether it's a utensil for the kitchen or something that's going to help advance their career whilst they're working or something. I've really made that kind of conscious decision as well.
Right. So is it more thoughtful purchases?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's an issue with me getting older and becoming, you know, more thoughtful that way.
So, like, I've stopped buying presents for my son, right? Even for his birthday and everything. It's just like he's not interested. But we were coming back from the airport the other day. I said, would you like to buy a Lego set? You know, and then he was like, nah, you know. So you know, because Lego set need not be for little kids, right? Because that's something he's good at. It's like, not now. So, right, fine. So, yeah, I'm going to save a lot on shopping. So, and when do you consider the beginning of the holiday season? I know in the Philippines, it starts with the Burr months. So September starts, that's when it starts.
I had this debate just a few days ago where somebody was singing a Christmas carol at the end of November. And as somebody who's worked in retail back in the UK years and years ago, anything that happens before the beginning of December, if I hear a Christmas tune before December, I go crazy. It's like, I don't want to hear Christmas before December or see it. So if I see somebody posting Christmas, you know, they're putting up their Christmas tree before December, I'm like, why are you doing this?
Oh. You know, it's you're getting set in your ways, Richard.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, like what we're discussing today, right? Online chatter, whether it's on Twitter or whatever, does that affect your buying decision?
It might make me curious, but I think for the most part, my decisions have already been made. It might sway them for me to go and have a look at something, but I don't think it will change what I've already decided, no.
Right. Okay. So, well, let us know, you know, if you started your holiday shopping, you can let us know at BFM Radio on Twitter, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. After the song, we'll be in touch with Martin Uren himself from Twitter to get more detail about the holiday shopping conversations. So stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Busy finding money. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. And if you've just joined us, we're talking about what, Richard Bradbury?
We are asking a question of, when did you start your holiday shopping this year? Was it before September 2021, like insane people? Was it between September to November 2021, December 2021, or something else? We do have some responses. We'll get to them in a little while, though, I think.
You know, and I think maybe sometimes you find interesting deals in September and it's like, oh, that would be great for December, but it won't be a conscious Christmas shopping thingy yet.
That's true. Yeah, right? Those little things that you purchase and throw in a back drawer somewhere, and then you, when you're pulling out a pair of socks, you're like, oh, I did buy this something back in October or whenever it was.
All right. So we have Martin Uren, who is a research director for Asia Pacific and Global Export at Twitter, on the line. We just want to get his views on a couple of things. Martin, what exactly defines the beginning of the holiday season here in Malaysia and in Southeast Asia in general?
In the case of Malaysia, holiday-related conversations start cropping up around late October, with locals eagerly waiting to observe festive events. Starting from Diwali, Christmas, New Year's Day, all the way to the Chinese New Year. What's really interesting to observe in Malaysia is that while the majority of Malaysians don't celebrate Christmas, the holiday spirit is certainly alive and well. The festive Christmas mood can be felt immediately through many of the shopping malls in Kuala Lumpur, with huge Christmas trees and picturesque decorations usually placed in the centre court. These elaborate decorations attract many selfies and picture taking, usually from Malaysians who don't necessarily celebrate Christmas. There's a sense of that the year is coming to an end and that things are starting to wind down. It's around this time lots of brands offer attractive year-end deals and promos, which attracts Malaysians, regardless if they celebrate Christmas or not. Hashtag holiday season continues to be bigger on Twitter despite difficult times, seeing a 10% increase year-on-year in holiday-related conversation in Malaysia from 2019 through to 2020. What typically triggers the rise of holiday-related conversations in Malaysia are the offerings around special New Year in promotions by various brands and the steady release of Christmas-related media from celebrities and television channels and the anticipation of the promising of New Year. In general, much is the same for other markets across Southeast Asia, as well as the steady rollouts of holiday-related events and widespread media coverage, acting as a catalyst to get consumers into the festive mood. However, it is worth noting that the Philippines observes the earliest and longest Christmas season in the world. Unlike other Southeast Asian markets whose holiday season typically begins around October, November, Filipinos began counting down to Christmas as early as September, when the Bur months, those months possessing Bur with a suffix, when the Bur months begin to appear, Filipinos are celebrating Christmas.
Wow. Okay, when did holiday shopping start in Malaysia and Southeast Asia this year? Have consumers been more excited to start their holiday shopping?
Holiday shopping generally starts around November, when consumers, both locally and regionally, gradually begin thinking about gift ideas for their loved ones and creating wish lists of products they hope to attain once various brands start offering year-end promotions. Yes, it appears that consumers are excited to start their holiday shopping this year, especially after COVID-19 impeded the realization of various social and economic activities over the past year. Mm. We found that 72% of Malaysians on Twitter are planning on buying holiday gifts this year. Mm. Sentiment remains relatively the same throughout the region, with 75% of Filipinos and 72% of the Indonesian audience on Twitter and 70% of people in Thailand also planning on purchasing holiday gifts within the coming weeks leading up to Christmas.
Wow, that's daring. Okay, now, are people spending more or less on holiday shopping this year, Martin, and why?
According to our recent shopping research, we found that 84% of the people on Twitter in APAC purchased online in the past 6 months, and 7 out of 10 online buyers on Twitter search for new products and stores online. One third of avid online buyers on Twitter prefer online shopping more than in-store shopping and spend more online these days. More than one third will continue to shop online even when the retail stores open up. Shopping is a big draw for Southeast Asian consumers over this holiday period, as they want to capitalise on attractive promotions offered by various brands and e-commerce platforms. However, it is often said that the thought of the gift counts as much more than the actual cost, and this kind of mindset is deeply prevalent among Southeast Asian communities. So, while many may splurge during this holiday season, after a year of being deprived of such shopping activities, others may choose to remain completely frugal in their spending, especially during these uncertain economic times.
Right. And what sectors and industries or products are Malaysians most interested in for holiday shopping, would you say?
In terms of top holiday purchase categories for Malaysians this year, Twitter's holiday research report found that 65% of Malaysians on Twitter are interested in purchasing products from the food and beverage industry, followed by fashion accessories, which is about 58%, 37% stating personal care products, and tech products around 35%, so about one in three.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what brands are trending on Twitter for holiday shopping right now?
It's probably too early to say what brands are trending on Twitter for holiday shopping right now. However, I can share samples of best practices from brands on Twitter in Malaysia that are already using Twitter to great effect this year. In September, we saw KFC Malaysia. As a gesture of solidarity with the people, KFC Malaysia took the initiative to spread messages of positivity and unity this national day by launching the Bucket Semenyat Rakyat campaign, Nation Spirit Bucket. Also, we see Nestle Ice Cream in June this year. The campaign is launched on popular demand of users questioning the lack of ice cream delivery. To address that, Nestle launched their home delivery ice cream service during the lockdown. This allows the ice cream lovers to enjoy their favourite ice cream by just staying at home. Nestle home delivery services also encourage more users to stay safe at home.
That's interesting. And how can other brands and companies utilize Twitter to improve their online retail experience or converse with their consumers?
Conversations on Twitter play a key role in sparking consumer action. Tweets with good reviews, plenty of likes, and good engagement are very powerful in driving awareness and growth.
Mm.
51% of people on Twitter in Southeast Asia will likely buy a product when there's a review from other customers, while 70% of Malaysian shoppers who search for more information about a product are often exposed to advocacy. Good conversation and engagement with the audience also drives cross-funnel metrics, where a 10% increase in conversations about the brand will actually result in a 3% increase in sales.
All right. Final question, Martin. How can brands and companies work with digital creators this holiday season?
Brands can work with digital creators to better meet the needs of local consumers this holiday season. More specifically, Malaysians would like to see deals, heartwarming content, and suggestions of viable gift ideas from brands. 53% of Malaysians on Twitter wanted to see brands offer attractive deals and promotions in the lead up to Christmas. This is followed by 40% of them yearning for suggestions for gift ideas, and 32%, so one in three, looking for suggestions on interesting DIY gifts. Besides simply offering products and suggestions, brands and digital creators should also appeal to the emotional side of consumers. The reason is that 40% of them want brands to showcase a funny and humorous content, while 24% prefer brands to highlight heartwarming content, especially during this holiday season.
Right, which is the point with the John Lewis ads, right? That was Martin Uren, Research Director for Asia Pacific and Global Export at Twitter. You know, thanks for being with us. So, you know, I was just listening to what he said, right? And about people buying travel packages, right? I still have that fear of things, you know, something happening and then, you know, I won't be able to travel.
A new strain appearing, perhaps, you know, something like that.
Right.
That's been an issue for me as well. Obviously, I wanted to go home for Christmas this year. And then within the last couple of weeks, we've seen the spread of the new Omicron strain and whatever. Mm. And everything has to change on a dime. You have to quickly pivot and make that decision as to whether or not you're going to buy those plane tickets or whatever it is, you know, holiday just to Langkawi or the East Coast or whatever, because you don't know right now. Mm. We're living in these horrible times of uncertainty. And so our decisions are kind of, you know, in some ways, they're very good for retailers, you know, because it means, well, we can't splurge on the bigger holidaying things.
Right.
So maybe we could look at some of the smaller gifts and think about helping one another out with stuff that we might want and need.
Right.
But then again, you know, a lot of people can't afford to buy anything this year.
Right. But what felt like Christmas for me was, you know, I just recently came back from Kuching and I'll be making a trip again for the election. It's credit vouchers that I bought.
Yeah.
Travel vouchers from two airlines. It's like, whoa, I forgot that I had this travel voucher. So it felt like a free trip home. So that was good. I mean, you know, so I've still got one more that I need to claim back. That was a big one, but we'll see when that happens. The final tally. Richard?
Yes. Let's have a look at the numbers. So most of you at 45% started doing your holiday shopping in December of this year, like normal people, I would say, in my opinion. 25% of you between September and November, 22.5% of you other. We'll get to that in a moment. And 7.5% of you saying before September 2021.
Wow.
Looking at some of the responses, let's start with the earliest one. Elan Davin has said, what holiday? What shopping? And then we've got Girl with Good Taste, who says, I've never moved since December 2019.
Right.
SC Koo has said, I don't shop for holidays or festivals, minimalism living. Mm-hmm. And Sharon, being quite blunt and honest here, says, what shopping? Bankrupt already.
Oh.
There you go. Right. I think there are people in that boat, aren't they?
Right. Well, thanks for your feedback and comments. And, you know, of course, we'll be back again tomorrow for another episode of Enterprises Bike. Surprise, surprise. I don't know who will be joining me tomorrow. But on that note, thanks again, Richard Bradbury. I look forward to seeing you soon.
And you will.
You will. Yes, I will. Enterprise Biz Bikes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.